As promised, Walker used his State of the State to discuss merging some state agencies, a move he suggested the federal government could learn from.
Now, there are some in Washington who believe government should play a growing role in our lives and rarely question its expanse. Others have such a disdain for government that they attempt to keep it from working at all. Instead, we have a chance to lead here in Wisconsin. I believe that government has grown too big and too intrusive in our lives, and we must rein it in. But the government that is left must work.
Walker said he wanted to combine the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority and merge state agencies that oversee financial institutions. Walker also announced that he was working with new Attorney General Brad Schimmel on a lawsuit against federal energy regulations aimed at reducing climate change.
These proposals could have a devastating impact on Wisconsin because we are so heavily dependent on manufacturing.
Beyond that, Walker's State of the State was light on specifics. Walker called on the legislature to send him a school accountability bill, but he's done that before. The governor also called on lawmakers to send him a bill on Common Core,
making it crystal clear that no school district in the state is required to use Common Core standards.
When it came to themes, Walker praised the Green Bay Packers.
If there's one thing that can bring Democrats and Republicans together here in Wisconsin, it's the Green Bay Packers.
He also denounced the recent terror attacks in France and closed his speech with a global message.
May God bless each and every one of you. May God bless the great state of Wisconsin. And may God bless freedom-loving people all over the world.
Walker's entire speech lasted 24 minutes. Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said afterward that the highlight of Walker's speech was his proposal to combine some agencies. Fitzgerald said that would be scrutinized by lawmakers.
Just simply because the legislature is very familiar with those agencies and knows not only the head of those agencies and the workings of them. So if there's anything that, you know, will probably have more scrutiny, it was probably that.
Fitzgerald said Walker's reference to Common Core didn't surprise him, but he said the legislature is still struggling with what it can do there. Senate Democratic Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling had a Green Bay Packers reference of her own for the governor's speech.
We'll have to check, but I think the Green Bay Packers have had offensive drives that were longer than the governor's speech this evening.
Schilling said she felt shortchanged by the lack of details in Walker's speech, and she said his plans to merge agencies didn't cut it.
That does not help. The working moms and dads in this state try to figure out how they can afford tuition for their sons and daughters to go to university or to a tech school. That does not help aging Wisconsinites who are concerned about long-term health cares.
Walker's State of the State address came less than 2 weeks before he's scheduled to speak alongside presidential hopefuls in Iowa, and just 3 weeks before his next budget address. It's possible those other speeches will flesh out more of Walker's agenda. Last night's address left many people guessing. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.